generally. I'm surprised that you knew that. People don't usually have a concept of that who live in a city. Country people, you know, always usually know that city. Okay, you know what you call those little wooden fences that people have in their yards that aren't very tall? They're painted white.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have them. They don't have them so much anymore.
White picket fence, is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly, yeah. Do you know any other kinds of wooden fences? Okay. How about, you know, the kind of fence that you'll have around the playground that's made out of, what do you call that?
Chain link fence?
Chain link, right. Now, out in the country, there's a kind of fence that's made out of, it's got sharp points on it.
I don't know.
I'm not explaining it very well. I think you will have heard of it. I'll see. Barbed wire?
Barbed wire? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm not explaining.
I thought you meant points of wood or something.
Yeah, I know. I should have said made out of wire. Whenever I said that, I thought, of course I didn't say made out of wire. You're thinking sharp spikes sticking out of the wood.
I didn't know what you meant.
I know, and I didn't do that very well.
It's hard to ask them, too.
Yeah, it is, really. Because, one thing you got to remember, I did this all summer in the country, last summer, in rural areas. Well, this is the first time I've done it in the city.
How long has it taken you to do this?
Well, I spent 3 months last summer, and I spent 2 months so far this summer. And just, you know, working in Arkansas. So, these are, when I ask people who live out there about these, you can word them differently than when you're talking to somebody who doesn't see this kind of stuff on them. Okay. Let's see. When you're going to set up a barbed wire fence or any kind of a wire fence, you got to dig holes for the
spikes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they also have wooden
posts.
Right. And just one of them would be one.
One what?
One.
Oh, what?
Okay, say it for me.
One post.
Sometimes these things I have to get singular and plural forms of both of them, so that's what I was saying. Do you know what you call a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
No.
Okay. you know what? If they wanted to make a hen start to fool a hen into laying on a nest, to start laying on a nest, they put a
probably a fake egg, I don't
That's
know.
Right.
Really?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And, let me ask a question first, then I get back to the egg thing. What do you call what your best dishes are made of?
Best dishes are made of?
Yeah. Your fancy ones that you'd have.
Shit, I don't cook that good. I don't know.
Anybody's,
Well, eggs are mostly a lot of dishes, if that's what you're...
Oh, I'm not saying it right.
What do you mean?
I'm saying what you eat off of.
Oh, you know? Plates!
Yeah, and you're talking about, you know, like when you, you pick out your... If you want,
China?
Yes.
Oh, right!
Yeah, I know, because you're thinking...
I thought you meant certain dishes, you know,
like food. Dishes that you would cook.
That could be a lot of things.
That could be a lot of things,
you can use eggs and lots of things, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're still on the subject of hens and eggs.
Well, I'm coming back on that. Okay, these fake eggs that we were talking about, what they're usually made out of is china, and that's what it would be.
What?
Okay, so if you had a fake egg made out of china, you would probably call it a...
Fake china egg? I don't know. I don't know if there's a word for it or not.
Right. Now that's what, a fake china egg is a thing. Okay, what would you call something that people would use to carry water in?
Bucket or pail.
All right. What, would there be a difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
No.
Okay. Would a bucket be made, could it be made of wood or metal, either one?
Mm-hmm.
A pail too?
Yeah.
What about if it was plastic? What would you call it? One of those plastic.